It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh at three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Wednesday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. I'm inside the Circus Sports studio. Beautiful weather once again today. It is February 7th of 2024. And as usual, an ambitious agenda laid out for today's program. Details forthcoming. First things first, however you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thanks so much for being here. Really appreciate it. Hope your day's going well. Make sure you follow us on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBear, or X, I guess I should say. And like our Facebook page, if you're on the Zuck Machine, type in 1650 The Fan. You'll find us. Just hammer that like button, and you'll get more local and statewide sports content into that Facebook feed of yours. Bookmark the website. Speaking of local and statewide sports content, also national sports content, local news, statewide news, programming information, including our coverage of Sunday's Super Bowl, the broadcast calendar, audio on demand, the podcast of this show. It's all there. And so all sorts of reasons to make 1650thefan.com a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. And the best way to do that is bookmark it. Give it a bookmark one click away whenever you get that browser open each day. All right. Number to dial. Make sure you got it saved in your phone. If you ever feel compelled to join in with a question or comment, make sure you do so. Don't be shy. 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. Do it. Email address, Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. Questions or comments, of course. And if you'd like to hear from a certain someone or about a certain something, pass it along. Open to suggestions, always. All right, we'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. After we get through the stack, we'll take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Wednesday, looking into tomorrow and Friday. We'll come back in the next segment, and when everybody else is zigging, this show zags. Yes, that's part of what makes us special. And after you've gotten all of our great shows from Las Vegas today, of course, in the lead up to Super Bowl 58, Cole's going, you know, as a baseball guy, it's 50 days until opening day. That's it. Just 50 days until opening day. Now, albeit the weather has done a great job of making it feel like spring early, albeit 50 days until opening day, that's yet another reason to feel warm on the inside. So our friend Michael Cerami does outstanding work operating, contributing to BleacherNation.com. They don't just cover the Cubs over there. They cover the Bears and the Blackhawks. They also cover baseball as a whole and do an outstanding job of it, Michael included, of course. And Michael Cerami will join us in the next segment of today's show to discuss Major League Baseball. And we'll start with this slow-moving off. Excuse me, geez. I'm so excited for Michael, I'm getting choked up. But we'll discuss the slow-moving offseason as I looked this up before the show per CBS Sports, and albeit it could, you know, change between CBS and, you know, whether it's going to be Baseball America, MLB Trade Rumors, whomever. But you'll get the gist. So 50 days until opening day, right? And a lot of players have already reported to spring training. The got-to-be-reported-by date for pitchers and catchers sometime next week. It's usually right around Valentine's Day. And you've got, as I said, per CBS Sports, the number 3, number 4, number 6, and number 10 ranked free agents all still sitting out there without a team. And spring training for hitters is a couple weeks away, where you have to be reported by. And as I mentioned, opening day, 50 days away. This isn't the first time that high-profile free agents have lingered on the market this long. I think it was 6 or 7 years ago that this happened as well. But Michael does a great job covering Major League Baseball, and I can't wait to pick his brain about this and learn more about the dynamics at play here that have created such a slow-moving market. You like to call it the hot stove. I would say this is the lukewarm at best stove. And so we'll talk about that, talk about Major League Baseball 50 days out from opening day with Michael Cerami of BleacherNation.com in the next segment. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim during that break, come back on the other side in the third segment, and Waverly Shell Rock High School boys basketball coach Nate Steggy will join the show. The Gohawks have an incredible season. They started out 0-2. They've ripped off 16 in a row since. 9-0 in the Northeast Iowa Conference, ranked 3rd in Class 3A, and have a win over a previous number 1 ranked team in Decorah, a team that they will face off again with this Friday night. So a lot to talk about with Coach Steggy about his Gohawks team, as they've got the big battle, as I mentioned, with Decorah Friday night. They've ripped off 16 in a row, and the postseason is right around the corner. Just 2 regular season games left for the Gohawks. So looking forward to catching up with Waverly Shell Rock boys basketball coach Nate Steggy in the third segment of today's show. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, and then come back for a final time on a Wednesday and wrap up the show. All right, so that is the plan, boys and girls. Let's go ahead and dive right in here. I want to make sure we got ample time with Michael and Coach Steggy, so we'll get right into it. Area sports news and scores for your Wednesday. Last night in Metro boys basketball games, 4A ninth-ranked Cedar Falls cruised past Dubuque Wallert 64-44. Western Dubuque got past Waterloo West 58-50. And Gladbrook Rhinebeck downed Waterloo Columbus Catholic 48-39. In girls games in the Metro last night, 5A 7th-ranked Cedar Falls ran past 3A 7th-ranked Dubuque Wallert 71-54, and 4A 14th-ranked Western Dubuque got the best of Waterloo West 48-41. Girls high school basketball postseason play will begin tomorrow night. First-round regional games set to take place in Class 1A. 2A and 3A regional games will begin Saturday night. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union will release those pairings right about now should be released, or maybe a little later on this evening. So we'll check on that, effort that during today's show. Maybe get to that before we go off the air at the end of the hour. Last night, you heard it on Cruising KCFI, Milan Momcilovic scored 13 points as 14th-ranked Iowa State held off a furious Texas rally over the final 10 minutes to get a 70-65 win last night. Cyclones led by 19 points in the second half, only to see the Longhorns claw back behind Dylan Disu, who scored 28 points, including 16 in a row in that second half. His 2 free throws got Texas within a possession before the Cyclones, who struggled to shoot the entire second half, got a big 3-pointer from Taman Lipsy, and then a dunk by Trey King with 15 seconds left as the exclamation point. Iowa State now 6-3 in the Big 12 and 17-5 overall. The Waterloo Blackhawks continued their hot play, stopping Sioux City 4-1 last night. You heard it right here on The Fan. The Hawks raced out to a 3-0 lead after the first period. It was Waterloo's second win over Sioux City in 4 days. Hawks are now within three points of the Musketeers for second place in the USHL Western Conference. The Blackhawks return to action Friday when they play host to Green Bay. For the third straight season, UNI is the preseason favorite to win the Missouri Valley Conference's softball title. UNI, the defending regular season champs, picked up 10 first-place votes. 5 Panthers were named to the All-Conference preseason team. They include infielder Taylor Hogan, utility player Addison McElrath, catcher Alexis Papillo, outfielder Madison Parks, and pitcher Sammy Heyer. UNI will open its season this Friday at the Doc Halverson Unidome Classic. The Panthers open the tournament against Western Illinois. Tonight in college basketball, the UNI men's basketball team hosting Missouri State at McLeod Center. Fans are encouraged to wear white as part of the program's annual whiteout game. Both teams enter this game 6-6 in the Missouri Valley Conference, but are going in opposite directions. Panthers have lost 3 straight. Bears are on a 4-game winning streak. In the first meeting back in early January, UNI just got past Missouri State 64-62 in Springfield. Pregame coverage begins at 6:30 tonight here, or over on 93.5 The Mix, I should say, with tip-off at 7. And the Wartburg basketball teams are at home tonight, playing host to Dubuque. The women's game begins at 5:30, men's game to follow. The 7th-ranked Wartburg women lead the American Rivers Conference with a perfect 13-0 record. Meanwhile, the Wartburg men headed the other direction, looking to stop a 7-game losing streak tonight against the Spartans. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update, and a forecast. We'll come back on the other side, and yeah, when everybody else is zigging, we zag on Cole & Company. Opening day for Major League Baseball, 50 days away, that's all. A little over a month, basically. Michael Cerami, BleacherNation.com, will join, talk about this slow-moving offseason with free agency, and a whole lot more as Major League Baseball's 2024 season draws near. That's next, right here on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Monsi Bolaños.
The NBA trade deadline is less than 24 hours away, and according to ESPN, the Jazz are trading forward Simone Fontecchio to the Pistons for a 2024 second-round pick, Kevin Knox, and draft rights to Gabriel Prochita. And the Grizzlies are trading center Xavier Tillman to the Celtics for a second-round pick in 2027 and 2030. In golf, Tiger Woods announced on social media that he plans to make his 2024 debut next week at the Genesis Invitational in Los Angeles, while Jon Rahm said the guaranteed spots in majors that came with winning last year's Masters and a $300 million offer helped him make the decision to join LIV Golf. In the NFL, former Jets and Bills coach Rex Ryan interviewed for the Cowboys defensive coordinator opening, and Netflix announced a new docuseries following the Boston Red Sox for an entirety of the upcoming season.
Right to Work with Mark Simpson and Maximum Mornings, weekdays 6 to 8, right here on The Fan. You're listening to Cole & Company on The Fan, broadcasting from the Circa Sports Studio.
The world's largest sports book is now available right at your fingertips in Iowa. Download your new bookie today with high betting limits, tight money splits, and exceptional customer service. The Circa Sports Iowa app. Visit CircaSports.com and get in on the action. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
Distracted driving, speeding, or just a mistake? All these can cause an accident injuring you or a loved one. And when it's not your fault, you shouldn't have to deal with insurance companies blaming you or giving the runaround. At Ballkirk & Ulm, we tell the insurance companies to deal with us so our clients can heal and know we're preparing their best case. For a free consultation, call Ballkirk & Ulm or visit BallkirkHulm.com to learn more. At Ballkirk & Ulm, our personal injury clients don't owe anything unless we get a settlement or trial verdict. When that happens, our fees and expenses are paid from the client's insurance settlement. Our clients don't pay from their own pocket. And of course, if we get nothing, injury clients pay nothing. For a free consultation, call Ballkirk & Holm or visit ballkirkholm.com to learn more about our team.
Ballkirk & Holm, helping injured Iowans since 1958.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Free air-chilled boneless chicken breasts and four juicy boneless pork chops with your order. OmahaSteaks.com/VSiN.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Drake is 12-0 at home. They're a 10-point favorite against Southern Illinois at the Knapp Center today. The total 138.5. Northern Iowa looks to end a three-game slide. They're laying 5.5 against Missouri State at the McLeod Center. 138.5 the total. Missouri State has won four straight games. Iowa State wins for just the third time in 22 tries at Texas. They beat the Longhorns 70-65 as a 1.5 road underdog. Chicago Blackhawks, losers of four straight. $1.85 dog at home today against Minnesota, -225. 5.5 over at United Center. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650, The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Slight chance for isolated rain showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 44. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance for isolated rain showers tomorrow. High of 60, cloudy. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 36. Partly cloudy Friday with a high of 49. 40 Saturday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
You're listening to the one-stop shop for local and statewide sports talk. Cole & Company with Colbert. Weekday afternoons from 5 to 6 on The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues. And as I said in the open, okay, this show, when everybody's zigging, we zag, and you've had all the hours from our great shows, Dan Patrick, Jim Rome, Rich Eisen, telling you about Super Bowl 58, and, you know, that'll hit the air Sunday at 1 and kick off at 5:30. We're proud to bring that to you here on The Fan. But 50 days until Major League Baseball opening day, we got to talk some hardball here, folks, and none better than Michael Cerami, our friend from BleacherNation.com, to join us now. Michael, thanks so much for being here, man. How you been?
Just waiting for the Super Bowl to end so we could everyone can tweet, you know, it's officially baseball season, and we can get into the time of the year that I look forward to the most.
Yeah, likewise. I very much look forward to the folks that take it upon themselves as soon as the Super Bowl is over to make that tweet. And I know I will be liking some of those tweets as soon as that happens. Not to, you know, not to offend the football fans out there, but what a tiring offseason for everybody probably who's not a Los Angeles Dodgers fan, Michael. I was talking in the open of the show when I was saying that you were going to be on that per CBS Sports, the number 3, number 4, number 6, and number 10 ranked free agents all remain unsigned. This isn't the first time that something like this has happened, but, I mean, take us inside with your knowledge of why this market has been as slow as it has, unique to these, you know, more, I guess, super talented free agents that are still sitting out there.
Sure. And so, you know, as a little bit of background, we had started drifting in this direction leading up into the offseason before the last CBA was negotiated. And that was a big focus was of the players was a lot of this sort of perceived, you know, collusion among front offices that thought in the same ways and offered similar deals. And they sort of worked some of that out in the last CBA. Fight, but that offseason was obviously a slog, and the pandemic offseason was obviously a slog. And then last year, last winter, last offseason, it was sort of this breath of fresh air, and there were signings and trades happening at the winter meetings, and yep. A much larger majority of the deals were done before New Year's, And, you know, I think in an ideal world, that's probably how it would go, right? We would have 75% of the stuff done by New Year's and then 100%, you know, maybe with the exception of one or two players, done by the end of January. This year, it's extremely the opposite, and there were some, you know, big factors like Shohei Ohtani, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and Shota Imanaga. You know, Ohtani was holding up a lot because that's such a transcendent player in contract and set of negotiations that any team with even the slightest dog in the race needed to keep their options open in case Ohtani just had decided that's where that he wanted to go. Mm-hmm. But that got resolved pretty quickly. But then you moved on from one, you know, sort of generational deal to the next, and Yamamoto got the most money for a free agent starting pitcher ever. And so that really, really slowed things down. But those deals, even setting that aside, were really just looking at an offseason orchestrated by, you know, two immovable objects, Scott Boras and, you know, the Chicago Cubs front office.
Yeah.
Neither of these guys, Jed Hoyer or Scott Boras, are blinkers. They are both the extremes of waiting for their deal, and it just so happens that at least on a couple of guys, specifically Cody Bellinger the most, but you could make a case for Jordan Montgomery or Matt Chapman as well, that they're sort of overlapping interests here, right? So when you have both of these two in particular willing to take it down to the wire, well, then you're ending up with, and those are four of the best free agents, with anyone who's potentially waiting on those guys to sign to set the market, to set not the market only on how much they can earn, but which other teams are available and pivoting after the fact. Well, then you have what we have today, where it's not just the, you know, four or five of the top 10, it's like 20 of the top 50 are still out there. And so that's sort of where we're at. And until one of these sides blinks, I don't see how it's going to wrap up anytime soon. And that goes double because Scott Boras' last trick in his playbook is always reaching out to owners directly and trying to get deals done that way. He's done it with the Nationals. He's done it with the Angels.
Yeah.
But Tom Ricketts doesn't really insert himself into baseball operations decisions, so that avenue is sort of closed off to him. So it's really Jed versus Scott, and that's, I think, holding up a lot of the market.
And when it comes to Scott Boras, who, you know, he's earned his reputation, Michael, as baseball's preeminent agent, you know, best agent, however you want to, you know, characterize that. He is the representor of these top four, all of them, if I'm not mistaken, and Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery, Cody Bellinger, and
Matt Chapman.
He has played this hand before where he's held his guys back, and they haven't always gotten the most handsome contract. Like, Scott Boras is the best for a reason, but he's not perfect. Nobody is. So I sit over here as the Cubs fan and go, I think maybe as objective as I can be about this, maybe Scott Boras, because he's got these four, you know, top shelf clients still out there. It's not one, it's not two, it's four. Maybe Scott Boras has played his hand, overplayed his hand this time.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. I'd say, and only to devil's advocate you for the sake of everyone driving stuck in traffic right now or whatever they're doing listening to this, but the alternative, the flip side is, like, you know, look at what he got Chris Bryant from the Rockies, a deal that nobody thought was going to happen. It worked for Bryce Harper. We've seen, and then you know, just across the last couple off seasons, we've seen Scott Boras lead the charge for players to have their own spring training set up early in the spring when pitchers and catchers start reporting to the teams they've signed with. And we've seen Craig Kimbrel wait until the middle of the season to sign. There's all these things that we've come to be like that have broken the barrier of there certainly won't wait that long, right? And so we've gotten over that hump, and it's like, you know, if he's willing to commit this long, if his players trust him to get the best deal, he might not feel the pressure of overplaying his hand ever. Like, that might just not be in his repertoire, and that is what gives him the reputation of the guy that is willing to hang on as long as it needs. So I really think that at the end of the day, the only thing that will happen is a player needs to approach Scott or their other agent, whoever it's going to be, and say, listen, I want to get a deal done. You need to get the best you can from, you know, Team X. That's where I want to go.
Yeah.
And with that pressure, sure. But a lot of guys go to Scott Boras specifically knowing his style and knowing that they may not have to, they don't necessarily feel that, you know, that pressure, again, to get something done before it's absolutely necessary. So, again, when it comes to Cody Bellinger, we know he loved his time with the Cubs. We know he succeeded here. We know that he's still a fit for this team who has some exciting young players that are capable of covering first and center field, but unproven players as of today. So, you know, there's still a fit there.
Michael Cerami, BleacherNation.com, operator, reporter, contributor, our guest right now on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. 50 days until Major League Baseball's opening day. Give Michael a follow on X at Michael_Cerami, C-E-R-A-M-I. I suppose in this case, we're left to speculate as Cubs fans because, you know, I wanted to make a point, Michael, to talk about all of those clients of Boras's because there's a number of teams that folks are listening that are fans of that are still hopeful they can get a Blake Snell or a Jordan Montgomery or a Matt Chapman. But when it comes to Cody Bellinger, and I think this can kind of speak to a degree about these other Boras clients, is like, can we speculate that there's a middle here? Like, is there a middle? I mean, because, you know, nobody's blinking, but typically this all ends up somewhere in between. I mean, Scott Boras isn't going to get everything that he wants for his client, I can't imagine, in all of these scenarios. So specific to Cody Bellinger, I mean, is it even worth trying to speculate what the middle might look like here for a deal to get it done?
Yes and no, but I will hit that back to you in a way that maybe people aren't thinking of. So let's imagine some world where, you know, keep it nice and simple. Cody Bellinger wants, these are just made up numbers, but generally around the area of reporting and understanding. Let's say Cody Bellinger wants, you know, 7 years and $210 million, $30 million a year. That's what I want to get it done, right? Mm-hmm. We've heard reports that he wants over $200 million. Okay, 7 years is a young guy, still only 28. Okay, fine. And let's say the Cubs are like, you know, absolutely not. We're not going that high. We're not going over $200 million. We loved having you last year, but we're, you know, something closer to the Brandon Nimmo range at the highest end. So maybe let's say there's somewhere between 140 and 160 million.
Yeah.
And over 6 years or 5 years, because the Cubs are typically a little bit more willing to go higher on the AAV, but in fewer years. Now, the middle ground to a lot of people would make sense to be like, okay, you do 6 and 180, right? It's like right in the middle there.
Yep.
Well, I don't actually think that that's how it would play out. Instead, I think it would play out the way it played out with Carlos Correa a few years ago, where Cody Bellinger gets even higher annual salaries, but with multiple opt-outs. And in that way, you know, for those that don't remember, Carlos Correa got a 3-year, $105 million deal with opt-outs after year one and opt-outs after year two. And then, obviously, after the third year, he'd be a free agent again. So what that allowed him to do was to go back out, earn a ton of money on a one-year deal, and when he proved himself again, he was able to go out and get a monster contract. Now, it didn't like work out with the Giants and then the Mets, but he did go back to the Twins and get 200 and whatever million, $20 million. And so ultimately that playbook worked. Had it not, he would have had a second year to go out and reestablish himself again at premium, you know, top tier average annual values, and then hit free agency if he wanted. And if it didn't work out that year, he would have had a third attempt at it. And so that's, I think, the route to go as a younger free agent with a lot of earning upside like Cody Bellinger has. I can see that being the creative middle ground. Not necessarily that deal exactly, but that sort of deal where there's opt-outs almost immediately after year one or year two, so that Cody Bellinger can get paid right now. The Cubs can preserve their flexibility, but he could say, listen, if I go out there and do this again, I don't want to hear about my batted ball metrics that didn't match the results. Yeah. I don't want to hear about the batting average and balls in play or whatever. I'm obviously able of producing these results at this level that you remember seeing me, you know, when I was a young guy with the Dodgers, last year with the Cubs. now I want to get paid like a superstar, and I'm still only 29 years old. So I think the middle ground will be something very creative, not something in between what Boris and the Cubs want in a total dollar amount.
Michael Cerami, BleacherNation.com, our guest for just a couple more minutes here on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Michael, quickly, just to jump back out of the Cubs world and into the baseball as a whole world, what should fans know about the bankruptcy of, is it Diamond Holdings, that is the company that props up Bally Sports, which sponsored so many of baseball, Major League Baseball teams, regional sports networks? I know the St. Louis Cardinals, for example, were playing on a Bally Sports RSN. And with that bankruptcy, obviously it's affected some of these teams in terms of their financials and what they feel like they can spend on the open market. But I suppose bigger picture is, for a game that has an aging fan base, what might the future look like in terms of wanting to watch their favorite team?
Sure. So, you know, I will defer slightly to my colleague, Brett Taylor at Butcher Nation, who covers this story in much greater depth than I do. But I will say that there is, you know, a broader desire from MLB to start collecting streaming rights and allowing fans to sort of achieve the desired outcome of being able to stream any team in any market without blackouts at any time. But the overlapping interest with cable deals that are, you know, becoming increasingly imbalanced, even before half of the league lost their deals because of Bally Diamond folding, this is going to be a long, slow death and transition, and it's going to require the league probably like this year to step up and backfill some of those lost payments. But you know, I really don't have a good answer, and unfortunately, I don't think a lot of people do. It's a really weird transitionary time, and when you know 14 team RSNs go under at once, that's sort of the sort of instigator that can create some bigger change. And I think that's what a lot of us are hoping for, because you should be able to basically get MLB TV anywhere and watch your, even your home team, and regardless of what market you're in. And I think, you know, people that are around your radio station know that as well as anybody, that it can be challenging and frustrating at times. Yeah. So, I don't have as many details as I would like. My colleague, Brett Taylor at Bleacher Nation, covers this extensively. Mm-hmm. You could definitely go and check that out, but I don't want to just lead anybody down the wrong path. I did my best to, you know, give you the answer there. But the thing is, it's going to change. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to be anything that changes overnight.
Yeah, my understanding is there's a lot more questions than answers at this point as it relates to it. So, Michael, thanks as always for being so kind with your time and offering your insight 50 days ahead of opening day. I'm sure we'll talk again, and that'll be after some spring training games have been played, which will be outstanding. Take care, and hopefully you can maintain here as we await baseball, at least from Arizona.
That sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, thank you. Michael Cerami, BleacherNation.com, kind enough to join us on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Give Michael a follow on X, at Michael_Cerami, and he mentioned his colleague Brett Taylor. They do great work over there. If you're not a Cubs fan, it's still a great source for baseball information, news, all of it. So check them out, BleacherNation.com. Always a pleasure to have Michael on the show. All right, let's go ahead and take this next time out. We'll get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. We'll go from talking baseball to basketball. Now, we're getting back a little more in season after the timeout. Nate Steggy, Waverly Shellrock High School boys basketball coach, will join the show. The Gohawks are ranked third in Class 3A. They're 16-2 overall, 9-0 in the Northeast Iowa Conference, coming off a big win over Marion on Monday night. They got just two games left in their regular season, and they look like they will, by all means, be a formidable team in Class 3A in the postseason. So we'll hear from Coach Nate Steggy next, right here on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The Drake Relays will be taking a pole vault competition back to a West Des Moines mall this spring. The Vault at the Mall will take place Monday, April 22nd at Jordan Creek Town Center. The mall has hosted a pole vault event in the past, the last one in 2014.
So this will be the first revisit to this event in a decade. But the conversation has been ongoing since early in my tenure. The first year, my first 3 years, 2017, 2018, and 2019, the vault at Capitol Square took place in downtown Des Moines.
That's Drake Relays director Blake Bolden. College basketball tonight. The Drake men are at home in Missouri Valley Conference play against Southern Illinois. The Bulldogs are 9-3 in conference play. The UNI men will be out to snap a three-game losing skid. They host Missouri State. The Bears enter, riding a four-game winning streak. This is Radio Iowa.
Hey, Iowa. It's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use, or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
Every year, 4.5 million young adults between the ages of 18 and 24 visit the ER.
It's every parent's nightmare.
Umergency gives you all the tools you need to quickly and effectively manage your family's emergency. Umergency provides instant access to vital resources customized to your student's campus and local community, digital consent form, and built-in urgent alert button. Umergency gives you peace of mind when you need it most. Download your Umergency app now.
Every day, First Bank is dedicated to improving our communities by supporting ag operations, local businesses, and generations of families, and by actively engaging in charitable events that uplift our community.
Our investments are in our communities, from small businesses to generational farmers. We support our local schools, organizations, and nonprofits. We invite you to be part of First Bank.
Together, we can build a stronger tomorrow.
Visit firstiowa.bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Andrew Kaler from Denver Insurance. Life is complicated. Your insurance shouldn't be. Why not simplify it with policy bundling? Grinnell Mutual and Denver Insurance give you lower rates for each policy when you bundle your home and auto insurance together. It's a one-and-done solution, and that's a win-win. Make your life easy with bundled insurance so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact me, Andrew Kaler, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Denver Insurance today.
It is a Fuel Saver one-day sale at your local Hy-Vee store. Thursday only, February 8th, earn 40 cents per gallon for every $60 you purchase. This deal is stackable, so if you spend $120, you're going to earn 80 cents off on gas. And for every $240 purchase, you will save $1.60 off your fuel purchase. Shop Hy-Vee Thursday only. Remember, for the very best deals on groceries, sign up for the Hy-Vee Perks card at HyveePerks.com. I'm Ryan Parker, thanking you for shopping your employee-owned Hy-Vee food stores.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. The high school boys and girls basketball postseason's drawing near, and a number of metro and area teams playing outstanding basketball and going to certainly be worth watching here as postseason play begins. And one of those teams, the Waverly Shellrock High School boys basketball team, ranked third in Class 3A, currently 16-2 overall, 9-0 in the Northeast Iowa Conference. And the GoHawks coach, Nate Steggy, joins us now on Cole & Company. Coach Steggy, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, pleasure's all mine. First things first, but I just want to start with, you know, overall this season, you know, played 18 times, won 16 of those. What have you liked the most about your team through 18 games?
Well, it's definitely the thing I'm most proud of is just the growth we've made. We started off the year 0-2, lost a couple tough ones, and just continued to get better, and we've been able to roll off 16 in a row here, and I feel like we're doing some things a little bit better each night, and that's kind of been our goal from the beginning, is just to get a little bit better each day and be playing our best basketball at the end of the year. And we have a couple big tests coming up here in the next few days, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Yeah, big game coming up Friday night against fifth-ranked Decorah. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. When you mentioned getting off to that 0-2 start, Coach Steggy, Was there anything in particular that the team was able to kind of flip the switch on after that start that, you know, really started this run of success?
Well, there's a couple things, really. We didn't rebound the ball very well early in the year, and we kind of knew coming into the season that that was going to be a challenge for us, and our guys have really done a nice job of continuing to try to improve in that area. You know, rebounding is one of those things that, to me, is not necessarily a skill. It's a want to, it's a will to, and we've gotten a lot better in that area. And then also we've improved a ton defensively. This is a very offensive-minded team. You know, I knew that, and I've coached these guys long enough to know that they love to play offense and maybe didn't love to play defense as much, but I think they've bought in. We've always been a defensive program, and they've really bought in over the course of this season, and we have made some tremendous strides defensively.
Usually when you get some defense that turns into offense, that a lot of times that's all it takes for a team, many times that is described the way you described yours, Coach.
Yeah, for sure, and that's kind of what helped me get them convinced. We're a much more efficient team when we rebound the ball, especially when our guards get down in there and rebound the ball, get our break started early and help us get out a little bit quicker. And then it's always easier to score when you get a stop than it is when you're taking the ball out of bounds underneath. And so I've been preaching that all year, and our guys have really grabbed onto that, and I feel like we've made a lot of improvements.
Just to kind of, you know, tie it all together, what would you say has become this team's blueprint? Like, what's its best recipe for winning games?
Well, we shoot the ball as a team very well from the perimeter, and now that we're playing a little defense offensively, another thing, you know, maybe early in the year, we didn't share the ball as well as I wanted, is what I liked. And we had four guys returning that are all kind of, you know, guys that have always been the leading scorer for the group or have always been a main scorer, and being able to mesh that together. But when we share the ball in the full court and the half court, we're a much better team offensively, and our guys have really become extremely unselfish in sharing the ball. And when we get stops and we get out in transition and share it, usually something pretty good happens.
Waverly Shellrock High School boys basketball coach Nate Steggy, our guest right now on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, you've mentioned here the rebounding and defensive improvements. Would you say that's still a focal point? I mean, it's always going to be, but I'm just curious, what, if anything, is really a focus right now with the postseason drawing near and, you know, the data that you have on this team of yours, the eye test you have on, you know, what's key to sharpen up or put a little polish on before you tip it off in the postseason?
For sure. We have to continue to make a step in the right direction every day at practice and every day we take the floor. You know, Friday, as we said, we're going to talk about in a minute, Decorah leads the state in offensive rebounds. And so that's going to be something we hammer all week and make sure that we don't give them second opportunities. And that's one of their strengths, and that's one of the ways they like to score. And so we'll continue to focus on rebounding. We'll continue to focus on defending, and we'll continue to focus on getting out transition, because, you know, those are the three things that have really got us where we're at.
It seems like you guys are headed into that Decorah game on a good note. You got a 76-58 win against Marion on Monday night. Just take us inside that game, how your guys got a win in what seemed like a rather comfortable fashion with respect to Marion.
Yeah, they're a good team, and they play extremely hard. They're one of the better defensive teams. They're really well coached. And they get up and really pressure and do some things differently than we had seen in a while. And we were just a little shaky in the first half. We turned the ball over way too much, and it was a one-point game at half. But we made some adjustments at halftime, nothing major, just cleaned up a couple things and talked through some of the stuff that I think we forgot about that we talked about in practice. And, you know, we came out in the third quarter, and I'm not 100% sure this is accurate, but I believe it was like a 26-5 run in the in the third, and that was able to, you know, we were able to kind of maintain from there.
I want to talk about some of the individuals on this team of yours. Let's start with Luke and Noah Frizzell, averaging 18.5 and 17 points per game, respectively. And beyond just the points, Coach Steggy, it looks like those two contributed in a number of different ways.
Yeah, for sure. Those two guys, there isn't probably anybody I've coached that's spent more time in the gym and loves basketball more than those two guys. And they've just put in the time, and they've worked really hard. And and they shoot the ball at an extremely efficient rate. And the thing that they've both done this year, I hate to sound like a broken record, but the thing that they've probably both improved on the most is defense and rebounding. You know, we've always known they could score the ball. They're doing a really good job of sharing the ball. They do a lot of good things on the offensive end, but, you know, I think they've made their biggest strides on the other end of the floor.
A couple other of your upperclassmen, two seniors, Cole Marsh, Benny Ramker, having big years. Tell us about those two. What have you liked most from their respective senior seasons?
For sure. You know, Cole Marsh is a kid who's started for me for 4 years. And it just kind of goes to show, you know, you just rattled off the points per game for the Frizzell brothers, and I believe Cole's third. It just goes to show there's a guy who's a 1,000-point scorer here at Waverly Shell Rock, and just how unselfish our group is and how unselfish he is. And they just, you know, they're just by sharing the ball, it's they've all but had very good seasons. And he's also made some improvements on the other end of the floor as well. And he's bought in. He's a captain. He's a good leader for us. And I'm just really proud of the 4 years he's had here. And then Benny, we call him Benny the Jet. He's a nice complement to those other guys. He's really quick. He's really good in transition. He finishes well at the rim. And what makes him extra difficult is he was shooting it over 50% from the three-point line. I think he dropped to 49 this week. But wow. That's still a pretty incredible rate for it to be shooting the ball.
Yeah, no doubt. You really got some sharpshooters on this GoHawks team. And you've also got a really veteran roster, a lot of juniors and seniors. In what way has that helped you as a coach, you and your staff, Coach Steggy?
Well, it's always you can't coach experience. And, you know, these guys that came back from last year's team all played significant minutes. And we had a pretty solid year last year. And so that experience they gained last year was huge for them. And we were able to just build off a lot of the things that we did last year, especially at the end of the, you know, with them being through it, we kind of started some new stuff last year on the offensive end of the floor. And so this is their second year of it. It's much sharper. It's much crisper. There's a better understanding there. And so we've just been able to really kind of advance what we're doing with all those guys being back off of last year's team.
All right, let's talk about the matchup Friday night, playing host to fifth-ranked Decorah, big class 3A showdown. As you mentioned, Decorah outstanding on the offensive glass. Beyond getting those box outs secured, Coach Steggy, what's going to be key to have success again? Because you got the best of the Vikings back in early January, so what's it going to take this time?
Well, the biggest thing that happened back in January is we got off to a really good start, and I think that's really important when you're playing a good team like Decorah. We're going to have to play really well on the defensive end. They run some pretty tricky stuff offensively. They put their guys in good spots and positions to score, and not everybody has a 6'9 guy lingering around the basket. And so those are some things that we're going to have to make some adjustments to. With that being said, we just got to play. You know, we got to play GoHawk basketball. We can't make it too tricky. We just got to go out and do what we do and do it really well. And we feel like if we do that, we're going to give ourselves a pretty good chance to, you know, be in the game.
I feel like if you continue to play GoHawk basketball, you guys are going to have a deep run in the postseason. Coach Steggy, thanks so much for your time today on the show. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing just how far you guys can take it in this postseason. Coming up here shortly. So, again, thanks so much. Best of luck. Best of health the rest of the way.
You bet. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate you guys having me on.
Hey, pleasure's all mine, Coach. Take care.
You bet.
Waverly Shell Rock High School basketball coach Nate Steggy, kind enough to join us on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Yeah, GoHawks got a really good team. You go look up the numbers, and as Coach pointed out, you know, led by those four that we talked about, Luke and Noah Frizzell, and then a couple seniors in Cole Marsh and Benny Ramker, right behind those guys in terms of high levels of production. And it's just all experience coming off the bench behind those guys. So a really formidable-looking team in Class 3A, the Waverly Shell Rock GoHawks, and really appreciate Coach Nate Steggy being kind enough to join us today on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. And before we take this final timeout, let me tell you about the Circus Squares bets for the big game. Yeah, no big game celebration complete without that classic game of squares, right? So Circa Sports now offers Circa Squares bets, and this is really cool. It's not your traditional squares game with circus squares. Instead of randomly pulling numbers, you choose your square and you choose which numbers you get. With a minimum bet of $1, maximum payout of $100,000, it's easier than ever. All you got to do is join me on the Circa Sports Iowa app, download it now, it's free of course, and place your Circa Squares bets today. Have fun for the big game, do so responsibly, and for more information, you can always visit circasports.com. All right, let's take this final timeout. We'll get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary for a Wednesday. Come back for a final time and wrap up the show.
I'm Chris Sylvester with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid said Tuesday it would be a long shot for both guard Joe Thuney and running back Jerick McKinnon to play in Super Bowl 58 Sunday. Thuney missed the AFC Championship game with pectoral injury, and McKinnon has been on injured reserve since December, battling a groin injury. Meantime, the Chargers agreed to terms with Jesse Minter to become their new defensive coordinator, according to NFL Network insiders Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport. Minter spent the last two seasons as Michigan's DC with Jim Harbaugh. The Chargers also agreed to terms with Greg Roman to become their new offensive coordinator. Former Vikings head coach and Cowboys defensive coordinator Mike Zimmer interviewed with Dallas Tuesday for their current DC vacancy. According to NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, the Cowboys also interviewed Ron Rivera Monday for the same position. Pelissero also reporting the Dolphins are hiring former Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry as the team's linebackers coach and run game coordinator. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
If you're like most people, you've had your fair share of financial questions. Questions like, can I afford my son's travel hockey team? What if my daughter doesn't get that soccer scholarship? Will I be able to enjoy golf in retirement? At Empower, we know these questions can be stressful. We're here to help answer your what-ifs and empower what's next. Join 18 million Americans and take control of your financial future. Start today at Empower.com. Sponsored by Empower Personal Wealth.
America features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? The earth really needs them to hoof it. The environment is always the best excuse. Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. Brought to you by WildAid.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Nothing is forever in sports. You can continue to push back the deadline of the inevitable, but the end is always coming. And unfortunately for the Golden State Warriors, that fall appears to be finally on the horizon. Golden State was the most talented team in the NBA for nearly a decade. Steph Curry, an all-time great. Klay Thompson, one of the greatest pure shooters in NBA history. And Draymond Green helped change the way NBA teams play defense. But with the Warriors' core now on the wrong side of 30, the wheels are starting to fall off. Klay Thompson was left out of the closing lineup for the second time in three games on Monday. Draymond Green, far from the defender he once was, and the depth pieces like Andrew Wiggins, Jonathan Kuminga, Chris Paul, and Moses Moody have all failed to pick up the slack. And with spending more than $20 million more than any other team in the NBA, after nearly a decade, the Warriors dynasty may be officially coming to an end. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
It's a new year and you need some new meat, guys. Don't just go to the meat aisle and buy whatever you used to and slap it on the grill and think it's good, because it's not. Ditch the mystery meat in the store. You know, most of the meat that we get here in the United States is imported. Not with Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat and seafood from local farms and ranches and delivers right to your door. Steakhouse quality. Grass-fed beef that you bought maybe in 2023, over 85% of that imported from outside the United States. Head to goodranchers.com. Use the promo code Patrick. Get some new American meat this year. Subscribe and get free chicken for a year. That's a $189 value, plus a bonus $20 off your first order. All you have to do is use the promo code Patrick. So get started. Make sure you go to goodranchers.com. Use the promo code Patrick for $20 off and free chicken for a year. Good Ranchers, American meat delivered.
When you're at home, don't miss Cole and Company. Tell your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back for a final time on a Wednesday. Got to thank Michael Cerami of BleacherNation.com and Waverly Shellrock High School boys basketball coach Nate Steggy for both joining today's show. Great conversations had with both. If you missed any of it, podcast will be available shortly in mere minutes at 1650thefan.com. Coming up later tonight here on The Fan, primetime Pac-12 basketball. UCLA men on the road at Stanford. Pregame coverage begins at 7:45. Tip-off at 8. Me, I'm headed to McLeod Center to watch you and I at Missouri State. Mark Simpson will have highlights and postgame audio from that game tomorrow morning between 6 and 8 on Maximum Mornings, and a whole lot more, of course. Have a great night, everybody. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.